is why in the world did coaches vote for that? Because you're going to shorten all of your lives.
How fun was that, though? You know what? I mean, how fun was that? It was exciting, and it was crazy. It was chaotic, and no, it's just you're right, Schultzy. But, you know, everybody gets points. But, again, the bottom line is we got that extra point, and that was huge. And, you know, us getting two tonight and them getting one. No,
that's
it
big.
Was just – it was huge, Schultzy. It was huge. It was huge winning that 3-on-3. And, but, you know what, for as bad as we were in the first period –
phenomenal in the second.
Second and third. I couldn't be more proud of our boys. They competed. We managed the puck. I just thought the second and third period, we played. You know what? They played that way the first period. Where take a look at the shot charts. It was this two shot charts which were the same, Schultzy.
Yeah.
You know what? It was just it was very vanilla. On their end in the first period, and it was more vanilla on our end in the second period. And then, you know, the third period was a knockdown, drag out heavyweight fight, you know?
You guys have the offensive firepower to come back from big deficits, but, boy, against this team, 1-0 can seem like a big deficit, can it?
Well, they can defend, and you saw that. I mean, Foguth, you know, Clint Lewis, Beaglebach, Flanagan, you know, they got some big defensemen. They defend so well. And, you know, we talked that you got to move the puck so quick down low or maybe you misdirection, and because they're so strong. And, they just defend. They're on the defensive side of the puck. They defend so well. We haven't played a team this year that defends like that. You know what I mean? And you saw that. There just was no easy ice, Schultzy. There was just no easy ice tonight. The only easy ice was the 3-on-3, you know?
Seriously, in a 3-on-3? Do you have to be yelling from the bench to make changes?
We just,
because there's odd man rushes all the time.
Do you know what? You have to change when you have possession of the puck. That's the thing. You have to. If you want to switch when you don't have the puck, they're going to have a 2-on-1 or 3-on. You know what I mean? They're going to have an outnumbered rush. So that's the one thing that we just really, you know, we preached. Obviously between the overtime, the 2 minutes we had, there's three, four things we just talked about. One was we wanted to possess it. You can't just put it down low on a 3-on-3. You got to, if you have to skate it out of the zone to possess it, you do it. The other thing is we taught that you have to wedge. You have to wedge on 3-on-3. And what wedging is, Schultzy, it's just cutting the rink in half and staying in the middle. Because if you have two guys pressuring the puck, now obviously you're allowing two guys free. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So you have to wedge. You have to possess the puck. You can't throw it in. You have to hit the net because, again, if you don't, it's an outnumbered rush the other way. And the other thing is you got a line change. You got a line change when you have possession. Those four things, other than that, just play, guys. You know what I mean? Just play. But those four things you kind of have to stand pat to.
All right. How about Dan Billett's goal?
Oh, that was great. It just kind of had eyeballs, you know. And yeah. I don't know. It was just a great goal. We needed one there, and we got one, you know.
Yeah, for a first career goal, it couldn't have come at any better of a time.
Yeah, no, no question.
And Charlie O'Connor's, I don't care how much open ice there is, that is a world-class shot.
You know what? You got a probably better look than I did, Schultzy, up top right there. But did it go off the post and in?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it just went far side.
Oh, did it?
Plosky was cutting off that near post, and somehow Charlie snuck it in there to the far side.
Charlie's good and tight right there, and him being right-handed right here, going across Pulowski's body helped, I think.
Your power play has been flying all year. They defend pretty darn well on the penalty kill too, don't they?
Oh, sure. I mean, they got a good hockey team. They're so well coached, and they defend. You know, they got good details to their game. I mean, what you saw is what you saw. And that game was an epic battle. That was NCAA hockey. Like I told the guys between the second and third, if you want to go far in the playoffs, that was playoff hockey. You know, and that's what it's about. Pro hockey, high level hockey, NCAA tournament. We just know that. That's what it's about. It's close to the vest. There's not a lot of ice. You got to manage the puck. You have to be disciplined. There's just all those things that kind of factor in, and you have to. You got to grind it out, Schultzy. You just got to grind it out, and I thought, we grinded it out tonight.
I realize it's a three-point system right now, but it's not even mid-November yet, and you've got 26 points.
Well, again, don't get premature. Let's not even talk about that. But, hey, Schultzy, I'm going to go right now on that note, okay, buddy?
See you tomorrow,
all right,
Tom.
Pal.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us on the Paul Bonney Communications postgame show tonight.